I'm a master social distancer. In my yearbook, they put my picture 6 pages away from everyone else.
That is what laughter sounds like in the middle of a pandemic. Dozens of cars are lined up 6 feet apart in a parking lot, watching stand-up comics perform as the comics' voices stream through their car radios. They're gathered in the parking lot of Chilkoot Charlie's, a restaurant and bar in Anchorage commonly known as Coots. It's a historic space that is popular for open mic nights and comedy shows. The Alaska Before You Die Comedy Festival last year is what initially brought comedian and event organizer Alex, just Alex, from his home in Las Vegas to Coots in Alaska.
Coots is magic to me. I don't know, it's a dive bar that's like 7 dive bars put together, and it started as one little shack and they built on it, and there's a room with hundreds of bras hanging from the ceiling.
The pandemic has forced Coots to close its doors to customers for the first time since it opened on New Year's Day in 1970, although the kitchen remains open for takeout. The closure happened just before this year's comedy festival, which was supposed to take place the first week in April. Alex says at first he had hoped that the COVID-19 outbreak wouldn't last that long, but seeing different statistical models and data showing how long it could actually go changed his mind.
That's when I was like, okay, this is gonna be months. I've gotta find some way to operate in the new normal, and that's gonna involve doing stand-up and not just talking at Facebook live, you know?
Alex came up with this sort of MacGyvered situation involving renting a truck, plugging a tiny transmitter into the cigarette lighter, and connecting that to a soundboard that he could plug some mics into. Shows take place on Fridays and Saturdays and continue to get bigger and bigger. The event has grown from just a few cars the first time around to as many as 70 vehicles filling the lot. And there's a whole routine for keeping the comics safe. Each one has their own mic, or they wait for Alex to clean one off before using it. And they also wait for Alex to get into the cab of the truck before hopping onto the flatbed where they perform. It doesn't make for the smoothest show, Alex says. And he did have a few concerns. Would honking be a good replacement for laughter? Would they get shut down for gathering? But after the first show, his initial thought was,
it worked! Because I was ecstatic.
Other comics attend to perform, but they also support and help run the event. On a recent Friday, local comic Greg Rowland directed traffic. He used the physical wingspan of his body to ensure cars parked 6 feet away from each other. Rowland has been particularly hard hit by the pandemic. He normally works several different jobs, including running a tour company in the summer and working the front desk at his father's hair salon. Both of those jobs are uncertain right now. Doing something like this gives him something to focus on.
It's rough because I'm self-employed most of the time, and it's really hard for me to explain to unemployment what my income is.
Alex says this event was designed in part to help comedians stay sane and bring Coots some business. But he also wanted to provide a way for people to safely get out of the house and be entertained. Amber Mahoney and Chris Hennig attended the event. They say they were excited to come out and support local acts.
Think it was funny? Like, did you have a good time?
Yeah. I know most of the local performers too. So Matt Burgoon, the guy who went on last, anytime he's about to go kill and do a really good set, he just paces the room. So it was funny to watch him pace the parking lot as he would if we were in the club, you know?
The show is free, although Alex does take donations that he uses to maintain the event as well as distribute to people throughout the service and retail industry who have recently lost their jobs by using an online database. Other organizations like churches have used the drive-in model as a way to connect with people while maintaining a safe distance. And that, Alex says, is the most important thing.
Our goal is zero risk. I mean, I remember writing this down late at night. I don't want anyone to regret the laughs afterwards because someone got sick or died or something. So that's been our vision, is laughs with zero risks.
For him, the only contagious element of the show should be the laughter. In Anchorage, I'm Myla Ina.
Thank you. Good night.